Yes, this is a small, very small house, which we designed about 45 years ago. The owners had very little money, and they could only afford about 900 square feet of house, and they had no view. But the land they bought was very cheap. It's right at the top of a hill up a Laurelhurst, but this was just outside the developed part. And so I suggested, why don't you put it up on stilts, on posts, so we put up posts about 18 feet high. There it has a flat roof. I was still in my flat roof period. I am ashamed of it now for having a flat roof. At any rate, it was really economical to build. And by putting up on posts and putting the car and some storage underneath the lifted portion from the main part, which was raised up, they could see in every direction, so they had great views. There were little tiny trees around it, oh, maybe about 3 or 4 inches thick. As time went on, I had only seen it since it was built just last year, and I was amazed because it was now surrounded by these trees, which hadn't been altered, but they kept growing. And now these trees are 60 years old. If they'd been 10 years old then, little tiny trees, now they surround it, and they're about 150 feet high. So they completely overwhelm the house. But on the other hand, it gives a wonderful sense of opening around the giant firs and cedars into the house itself, and you're in a real forest there to see it. I love the house. The owner has maintained it perfectly, really cared about it and the garden. So it's a lovely place, I think, now. All of glass up above, but they're enclosed in all these great trees, so nobody can really see in. At any rate, I'm rather proud of it. It did win a National Honor Award at the time. There's another one we did about the same time, maybe a year or so earlier, up at Bellingham for a lawyer and his wife up there. It's hard to explain without drawings. I can't show it, but it turned out very well.